Rise up. All that to say, rise up. So rise up in your extreme pleasure. Rise up in your extreme destiny. So the energies that are coming forth to bring us courage. There's the Cowardly Lion from Wizard of Oz. They're coming forth to bring us courage for us to test, to go out on the ledge, to go out on the limb, to test your new resolve. Now I understand why I felt compelled to say that preamble. To test your new resolve, to test your new placement, to realize that in a sense you've been restructured, so there's more that you can bank on. There's more that you can press into. There's more fortitude, there's more light, there's more stamina, there's more substantial value. So in other words, instead of, you know, like you're building a nest and there are just a couple of twigs, it's like now you got twigs after padding, whatever they call it when they build those nests so well. That's what we're drawing to us. So you're going to find, each of us, we're going to find a place of urgency. Urgency means inner motivation. Urgency is not a three-alarm fire. Urgency is like that pulsation from within to try out our new skill levels. So you just had the holidays, you just got a new pair of skates, and you're a kid. It's like you don't want to sit and watch a movie. You want to go out there and try out your new skates. So that is what it's like, a compelling desire. A compelling desire. So it almost feels like, you know how you feel like after the new year you have the New Year's resolutions? But the difference with that is that's all intellect. That's all intellect. I'm gonna make my list, I'm gonna really hunker down. That's strain, that's stress. This energy is very, very different. This is self-motivation, self being our higher self. So it's our higher self that has indeed, it's like been downloaded. So in English, it's like there's more of your higher dimensional value. Our like quotient has increased. So we're not being driven, even though we're still playing with it, looking at it. We're not being driven by our ego, by the old consent. There's a new energy, a new, I just want to keep saying urgency. It's like, it just feels like that kid. It's like, I want to go play that new video game I just got, you know, calling his friend up or whatever. So the more that we can delight and really feel, the reason they keep having me give examples of being the little kid is kids know how to be excited. They don't care about the serious stuff. They know how to play. They know how to enjoy. They know how to be in joy. In joy. So they follow, they're much better at following those natural impulses. They can almost knock you down if you're not careful. So it's like that excitement, that enthusiasm. They're asking us to put away our serious mask. When I say mask, interesting word, right? It's not the mask that we're all probably, or at least I'm thinking of. It's our social mask. So they're asking us to put that down and to represent our soul, to represent what's pleasing to us, to represent what's compelling, what's calling us forward. So it's like when you suddenly get that feeling like, I just need to clean out that closet. You may think, who cares? Well, there's a reason you care, because the closet is your subconscious. So when you're feeling compelled to clean out that closet, you're ready, you're responding to that moon energy, and you're ready to release that which has been stored on a subconscious level. You're ready to bring it to conscious awareness. So that's just one silly example. You may want to start like a new online class. I'm sure there are many out there at this point. But whatever is compelling you. So here's it's about following that feeling, following that pulsation. Because what that pulsation is doing is taking you out of well, a good person does this, or a responsible person does that. In other words, you're returning to your natural stance, where, you know how like animals just naturally know, they know what's poisonous, they know what isn't, they know, you know, they just follow that natural rhythm. This is what we're returning to. And so what we're being offered is like this extenuating glance. In English, it's just this overlay so that what comes naturally to us, it's energy to support these natural inclinations that are it's like, I just see brainstorming, like ding, 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 ding. Again, interesting, brain. It's like not brain, it's more of like that heart pulsation, but the ideas is what I was trying to say. It's like ding, like I just see the energy. It's like, oh, you know, I've always wanted to do that, or oh, I think I should go ahead and follow that. Or it could be something brand new. But as we will allow ourselves to permit, you know, without the guilt, because that's just it. You know, well, I got to do the dishes. You know, I can't be enjoying whatever. So what we want to remember is we're learning how to step out of time. We're learning how to take ourselves to a new adventure, a new exposure. So when you follow that impulse, what you're doing is you're saying yes to your higher address. You're saying yes to your higher self. And so from that, you expedite your advancement. In other words, you're showing me like a postal service, a regular class, first class, express mail, or whatever they call it. It's like, so it becomes express mail, where instead of just doing the same thing, following the same track, you're allowing yourself to proceed. And I literally see doors opening. I see doors opening where instead of following the linear format, you're exercising your privilege to move to the front of the line, to move to the advanced status, to just literally, it's like you just shoot off. You just shoot off and you find your new placement. Now, when I said shoot off, I literally have this green goddess that step forth, and the energies that she is offering us is just the most beautiful thing I've experienced all day. So these are the energies that are affording us to graduate to our true occurrence, to graduate to our true understanding of self. And so understanding, it's like taking us out of just that linear understanding, who we understand ourselves to be from, you know, just what we know from this society or our linear focus, and permitting ourselves to know ourselves from that celestial prophecy. So in other words, to feel the pulsation of our soul, to feel the pulsation of many, many lifetimes when we've already acquired gifts, where we've acquired, they're showing me like stakes, where we've communicated with Gaia, where we've lived in fifth dimensional consciousness. So this is where it's very relevant to permit yourself to have that new lifestyle in whatever way. It may seem like they're saying harmless, interesting, but it may seem trivial was the word I was going to say. It may seem like not a lot, but it's huge, because every time you identify with that higher pulsation, it's like that's your extreme pleasure. That's your destiny. That's your new relationship. And so you grow in a quantum leap. Because instead, where the linear, it's like, okay, so, you know, just kind of traveling along in that lower extremity, what we're doing is we're just going higher. We're just sort of like, I literally see us like, shoot, just rising into our true understanding. So every time we do that, every little blip where you think, oh, okay, well, now let me go back to my dishes. What you're doing, they're interrupting me. They're saying what you're doing is you're coming into agreement with your oversoul. Because every time you listen, every time you say yes, every time, it's almost like a hearing exam, like as a kid, like you raise your hand, so they can see if you hear or not. So So this is the point. You're saying, yes, I can hear. You're saying, yes, I can hear. And you're strengthening that relationship. You're strengthening that relationship. So we want to understand the importance of this, because nobody can do this for us. You could have 7 masters surrounding you. They cannot do this for you. We're the ones that must claim it, because we have the free will. And so this isn't about, I've got to leave my job, I've got to leave my marriage, this isn't about major decisions. This is about recognizing the small change, and you'll feel it energetically. You'll feel it energetically. It's these little shifts, these little mergers, where we're coming into our true claiming. So whatever it is, you may be trying to fit into fashions of the day or whatever it may be, and you suddenly, you know, feel like wearing a scarf, and like, they don't really wear scarves. It doesn't matter how insignificant it is. What you're doing is you're erasing fears of having to respond to the current timeline and permitting yourself into a new adventure, because you're saying yes to the aspect of self that is attracted to the color, used to wear scarves in a particular timeline, whatever it may be. But you're saying yes to your own commodity. So every time we say yes, every time we honor our true soul, our true self, again, it's like we're emphasizing that possession, because the most important relationship is with our true self. It's with God, Goddess, higher self, Christ energies, whatever word you want to use. But that's what's going to fulfill. It doesn't matter what you think you want. That's what's going to be fulfilling. Because otherwise, you're still playing tag along. Otherwise, you're still in duality. You're in separation. So you get what you want, and you're there 2 days, and then something happens, and now you've got another problem. So that's duality. So what we're doing is we're permitting ourselves to see with our eyes open, to see with our spiritual sight. Everybody here is clairvoyant. Everyone here is clairsentient. Like, everybody is opening up. Apparently my dog's opening up to hearing as well. It was so funny. It's like, I'm cute. Everyone's opening up to their entitlement, and they're literally flashing me the card of Wheel of Fortune Tarot, so destiny. It's our destiny. So these are the days of grand fortune. In other words, I literally see us like sewing, like we're connecting the threads. We're coming into agreement with our true understanding. So this is our entitlement. This is our reason for being. This is what we've committed to do. The more you can understand as well what they're saying, it's like what we've committed to do. Excuse me, they're showing me 3 of cups. So it's like those ladies, you know, dancing happy. Because we came committed to do this because, put this in words, it's in light language, words. It already is. So this is where it gets weird. It's sort of like we're walking it out, but there's a part of us that, how do I say this? We're walking it out, but we're leading ourselves to the correct placement of the feet. In other words, even though we're walking it out, it's a done deal. Now, the reason they're saying that, the best way I can at least, is so that you can rest in that assurance to understand how capable you are. They're saying the part of the reason we still hold back is we don't know how to trust ourselves. We don't know how to commit to what we're receiving. That's why it's so important, it's so relevant to commit to what you receive in each moment, to come into alignment, to come into agreement, to step into your assurance. Because as every time we do that, it's like we build up that skill of confidence. We build up that skill of relevance. And we step into our correct value. Now, as we grow, we grow. And so it's like this exponential increase. So now you understand why all these little, who cares if I follow that impulse? Now you understand why you care. Now you understand why you take the trouble to follow, to receive, to honor. And they're saying to obey. So obey is not obeying some outside energy. It's obeying your own Christ self, following that truth, learning to follow it. Because as we learn to follow and honor, that's who we become. Those are the riches from which we now create from. So we're learning how to create from loveliness. We're learning how to create from our higher establishment. We're learning how to create as masters, not from duality, not from lack, not where you have to work really, really, really hard. So another way of saying it is like being a disciple of love, being a disciple of your true understanding of your true essence. Someone's got a whole bunch of fairies here today because they're just there supporting you. So as we will receive this in delight, as we will receive this in love and honor of our future claim. Now, the reason they're saying future claim is because these words are prophetic. In other words, we're establishing grace to be seen and witnessed by self. And now they're showing me the sun card. I just love that sun card. So in other words, it's like good favor upon us, good favor upon our steps, because we're already claiming it. We're already establishing it. We're already inviting it in. So as we will receive, as we will honor, as we will extend ourselves in good faith and measure. So in English, having the faith that you know it's literally just a matter of time. They're showing me the full card. The more that we can balance that assurance. So the ego is going to scream and carry on. The ego is going to tell you all the reasons why you can't trust yourself. It is. It's going to have footnotes. It's going to have bibliographies. It'll have pictures, past occurrences. And yet, they're here saying, Three of Cups, it's like celebration. It's your destiny. The more we can take comfort in that, the more that we can relax and trust. And so for me, it's like I'm seeing that hearing exam where you raise your hand every time you hear something. That's what we're doing. We're learning how to come upon our own witnessing. We're learning how to come upon our own emphasis. So as we will receive this, they're asking us to acknowledge. It's like it's our destiny because we came here equipped. We came here to proceed. We came here to discover what already is. Because remember, we're adjusting to a timeline that already is present. We're receiving it. We're acknowledging it. So the more that we can receive, they're like not letting go. The more that right here and right now, there's like, don't do your homework later. Like, do your homework in class. The more that we can receive right here and right now that we are gifted, with sacred wisdom, that we have what it takes, that we are finding our correct placement, our correct footing, that we are learning to acknowledge the truth that comes to us daily. They're emphasizing that. The truth that comes to us daily. It's not one Friday afternoon, one time when you saw some phenomena in your meditation. It's truth coming to you daily. As we will acknowledge, as we will surrender, as we will be in discipleship to our true union. We increase our steadiness. We increase our invitation. We increase with delight. So in English, our partnership gets stronger and stronger and stronger until we literally learn not to part ways. Now also understand, as we do this, our vibration attunes to the higher frequency. So as we're learning this, as we're practicing this, as we're honoring, what we bring into our life will honor that new understanding, that new vibration, that new signaling. It's not new, but it's new in terms of being heaven sent. Heaven sent meaning we're creating heaven in the here and now. And so what seemed very hard to manifest last year can come through in an instant. Going cha-ching, cha-ching. So remember, when you manifest in 3D, it's one set of rules.